calling you, Bill?
Yes, sir, no, right now.
Okay. They're going to keep building this way. Do we have some fuel point at which to cut off?
What do you use?
Well, it's really showing, and I don't know how much more we're going to see the way I am. I'm reading, of course, the gauges don't tell you exactly what it is, but I have, that's 65% you want to be. And all this stuff is going to be in the lead plane. Houston, you got any thoughts on a cutoff point on
the
RCS? Stand by, Ken.
Okay, well, you're 4,000 feet now at 5 feet a second, Ken.
Okay. Hopefully, most of it.
And your line of sight rate is starting to build a little in the other direction. You've got it now.
Ryan, this is Houston. Is the CSM above you or below you? We hope he's directly ahead.
He's just 45 degrees above us.
45 degrees above.
Above the local vertical.
Roger.
And he's got a 5 foot a second close rate, and his line of sight are nulled on the radar.
Roger.
And they look like they're killed completely on the optics, too. Gonna need your tracker light here in a minute. You're just getting a little glinted sunlight now. Okay, thank you. You're going to have to thrust down here. That's down to you, right? Yeah, that's what I mean. You would thrust up. Okay, I think I got it killed again.
Looks pretty good.
closure right now?
Still 5 feet a second. Still 3.5 feet a second now at 3,000.
3.5 feet per second.
Roger.
Okay. All I've got is the tracker light. I've lost the rest of your image.
Okay. You're going to have to thrust a little more to kill that rate the same way. Okay, that got a lot of it, but not all of it. Okay, you got most of it.
Okay, Casper, this is Houston. You might pick up a temperature caution light on your quads, but it's of no consequence.
Okay, I see B is up high. Is that due to the thruster activity?
Affirmative, Ken.
Or is that due to heater failed on?
I think it's thruster activity.
Okay. Roger.
Ryan, this is Houston. Will you give us another range and range rate, John?
Yep. 3,100 feet at 3.5.
Roger. 3,100 at 3.5.
Roger. And angle of 68 degrees to local vertical now.
Understand, 68 degrees.
Hey, kid, you got a slight rate going to the south according to my needle.
Okay, let's watch that for a minute before I start working on it, because we haven't had any point going up before. How's the line of sight rate doing out? Hold it.
Hold it. Holding the vertical and it's holding right on.
Okay, and range rate?
You're at 3,000 feet at 3 feet a second.
Okay.
2,800 feet.
Well, we must be going in the right direction then.
Well, yeah, you're going to get there. You now have 2 milliradians to the south.
Okay, I'll take some of that out. That means I go to the south, right?
Yep.
Right direction?
Yeah, that's got most of it. Go ahead. Still 2 milliradians. Okay, that's got it, Ken.
Okay. opposite direction in the plane come up.
No, you're not. You're not. You don't have any rate yet.
Okay.
According to my needle.
All right. This is very much like the simulator where, because of the dim bed lag, it looks like it takes a long time to pick up one of those rates.
Ryan, this is Houston. We want you to get the rendezvous radar and the tracking light off as soon as it's feasible. It's conserved power.
Roger, we will. Not good feasible right now.
No, we understand.
I show quite a drift rate now, Jones. You still show no out of plane?
Yeah, I don't show any, and I've got you bullsided in that hole, and I don't show any motion there either, Jim. Just a little sound.
Capcom to tell the crew that at acquisition of signal on Rev 15, that's the start of the next revolution, they will be given a go, no-go for a landing on Rev 16. Hopefully by that time the situation will have resolved itself on the thrust vector control system, which drives the SPS. Apparently there's a problem in the yaw gimbal actuator in the service propulsion system.
No, we've been going the right direction all along.
The decision has not yet been made, and hopefully will be made prior to the time of acquisition of signal on Revolution 15. Some 19 minutes remaining in this 14th revolution. Add to that 47 minutes of backside pass, and at the start of that rev, we'll either be go for landing or for immediate rendezvous, docking, and subsequent return home. This is Apollo Control at 100 hours, 51 minutes.
Can you have my closure rate?
We showing a foot a second on the tape meter. It is close very fast.
Yeah, so I just wondered, need a little more plus action.
Okay, say when and how much.
Okay, I'm going to put in a foot plus action. Okay. As long as we're using brute force, we might as well.
Okay. You're 2,000 feet at 2. There you go, it worked.
I can see the limb in Earth Giant now.
Okay, fine. You're getting over behind us, kid. You're going to have to thrust toward us a little more.
Okay, what's my range right now?
It's at 2,000 feet, but it's hardly closed at all.
Okay, give you another foot.
Okay. Now you start to build a rate to the door. Yeah, I don't think they're quite as good.
It looks like I'm even starting to reverse in my in-plane direction. Okay, do I still have a positive closure rate?
Yep, 3 feet a second, 2,000 feet.
Okay.
1,800 feet now.